This is the West Kent Radio News feature. Hello, I'm Martin Webber. At the local elections coming up on May the 2nd, all the seats on Tunbridge Wells Borough Council will be contested. There are no votes for councillors this year in Tunbridge or Sevenoaks. I'm joined now by Tom Dawlings, who's leader of the Conservative group on Tunbridge Wells Borough Council. Tom, the Conservatives had a very long run in control of the council in Tunbridge Wells, but we've now had a Liberal Democrat-led coalition for the past 2 years. What do you make of the record of that coalition?
In some ways, quite disappointing. The coalition took over and they had some projects in the pipeline, particularly the co-working arrangements for the town hall, good for the council's income, good for bringing people into Tunbridge Wells, workers into Tunbridge Wells, which we had established an idea and secured a partner for in December 2021. That, I think, we had every expectation would take place in 2022, and it hasn't. So the whole thing is, you know, at least a year behind the sort of programme that we left. In other respects, they've been extremely lucky. RVP coming on the market, I mean, that is something that I was fully briefed about at the time and fully supported. I think it provides a huge opportunity for the town.
One issue that you've criticised the current council for was parking charges, which were increased quite sharply. But some would say, well, if you're bringing a family into Tunbridge Wells, it was always much more expensive to go by bus than go by car. So if you've levelled that out by increasing the parking charges, maybe you've deterred some of the congestion, which is a big issue for Tunbridge Wells.
Maybe you have, and I wasn't aware that parking charges were really related to the cost of a bus fare. But the reason we criticised it is that the council at the time the coalition took over was recovering from various COVID lockdowns. Businesses in the high street were struggling and increased parking charges were just another reason for not coming to Tunbridge Wells. And what I think was needed was to show that everyone was wanted in Tunbridge Wells, the businesses wanted more footfall, and I think parking fees and the increases were not helpful to that.
A major issue for many residents has been these fines for motorists driving past the War Memorial in the middle of Tunbridge Wells, accidentally going where they shouldn't go. 1,000 people a day at one point were being fined. Now it's still 100 people a day. Shouldn't a much simpler system have been created that wasn't confusing motorists?
Yes, it should. There are, I think, four roads that come into that area. The signage on each of them, I think, is not good enough. When you're delivering a whole load of fines, something is the matter, and it shouldn't have taken the collection of over £1.5 million worth of fines to actually decide that the thing needed a little bit of a review.
So if you'd been in charge of the council, you would have done something to stop those fines quicker?
I'd have wanted to make sure that the signage was wholly adequate before we started, because what people are telling me is that the signage remains inadequate. Best part now of a year after the enforcement started.
But isn't the signage complicated because the scheme is complicated, that various times of the day it applies, some vehicles allowed through, others aren't? You know, shouldn't the scheme just be simplified? Isn't it the fault of the actual scheme rather than just the signs?
I think if you want to have a nicer pedestrian area, then I'd certainly try and get rid of the buses, and the buses can go down the London Road. That would stop a lot of people following a bus into a restricted area. The hours, I think people understand that there are times when you shouldn't be going through things and when you may. And I think that is a clear signage issue.
Tom Dawlings, leader of the Conservatives on Tunbridge Wells Borough Council. Tom Dawlings is standing in the Hawkhurst, Sandhurst and Benenden ward. Also standing there for the Conservatives are Palmer and Taylor Smith. For Labour, Dahl. For the Liberal Democrats, Dawson, Strouts and Widgery. Standing for the Tunbridge Wells Alliance are Escombe and Neville. Standing for Reform UK is Hilton. Standing for the Greens is Keach. And standing for the Independents for Rural Tunbridge Wells are Littlechild and Ward. So there are 13 candidates in all in the Hawkhurst, Sandhurst and Benenden ward. Each resident has 3 votes. You can hear interviews with all the main parties in our latest podcast, West Kent Talking. I'm Martin Webber for West Kent Radio.